Who's there? Hello, Baruch Hashem, how are you? Okay, so last week, tomorrow night, we discussed the issue of Midah, that the Rabbeinu Shlem limits himself in these nisyonis to each person according to what the person can handle. And that is the concept of the Krishma of Echad, is to be Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in whichever way HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself to the person. And by doing so, the critical caveat was by doing so, by accepting the Rebbeinu Shlem in each circumstance as being the Hashgacha of the Rebbeinu Shlem, we end up transforming the Midas HaDin into Midas HaRachman. That was the critical component, is that if a person hangs on in the difficult times, that they end up creating this transformation. And that was the words of Ben Bagba Goymer, Hafachba. Hafachba means you have the ability through the study of Torah to transform. Hafachba, Hafachba. Toil it, turn it over and turn it over meant transform and transform. Ach. Ach is where we're up to. An Kuf Nun Ches. Second paragraph, L'chaim.
L'chaim Baruch.
Ach, Shetzorach called Echav Echav Lover the Denisyonis. The bottom line is, says the Maranaim, is that every person has to experience Nisyonis. Every person is tested. Av Shemikavad Ode Kusa B'machshav Tikkanal. Even though the person during Kriyashma accepts the Rabbeinu Shalom in every circumstance, is called Echad Be'esin Nisyonis. And this really speaks to every person. You got a good week. You know, there's a week things are going well. Amen. You have a week where there's Kabbalah Zalma Hashemayim, able to accept Hashem's mastery. Despite that, the Rebbeinu Shlom tests everyone with 10 tests. K'meshiksiv b'Avraham, Asar nisyonis nisnase Avraham Avinu v'amad b'kulam. Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 tests, and he prevailed in all of them. What's the concept? Why does Hashem test us? V'anisoyinhu, the concept of a nisoyinhu, here's the psychological analysis of what happens in nisoyin. Shemisalkin mimenu ha'hiskashrus, the Rebbeinu Shlem removes the band, shayikoshru b'Hashem Yisbarach, that the person was tied to Hashem, al yidei das. The person had das. What the Rebbeinu Shlem does is he removes that das. Be'ez shebol lidei nisayin, at the time that the person comes to a nisayin, the Rebbeinu Shlem removes that connection. V'nishar etzloi rak habchira, and all the person is left with to bank on, they can't bank on the relationship. The only thing they are left with is free choice. So it's not like they're counting on a pre-existing relationship that they're banking on. All they're left with is bchira. Kilulei zeh, huh?
That's a free choice. If you don't have your previous experience.
It's not a previous, not a previous experience. You have previous experience. You'll see in a second. Kilulei zeh, were it not for the fact that the person has free choice, lo yoyo nikri nisayin, it would not be called a test. Because if he would be as connected as he normally is, so of course the tzaddik would go in his earlier ways. That's not a test. You go and take a from Jew and drive him by a McDonald's and say, how would you like a cheeseburger? That's not a test, because he's already set in his ways. Rather, what happens is the Rebbeinu Shlem removes we're not dealing here with that type of nisayin of the cheeseburger, but we're dealing with a nisayin at where that person is at. Meaning, the Rebbeinu Shlem drops the person from where they were at in their level of hiskashrus, in their level of how connected they were. By doing so, nismayet hadas etzloi, loisilik hadas mamash. It's not a total removal of das, but it's miut hadas. It's a lessening of where the person is. There's a diffusion of the intensity of the relationship. V'im oimid bin nisayin, if the person, despite that, is able to stand by the test, who al yedesh nikva b'libay mikaydem kishoy leidas rochav. A person does it because when things were going well in the relationship, they sunk in their anchors deep into the relationship to make sure, with the understanding that they know that times are going to come, that the going is going to get rough, and through that, they're able to sustain themselves even in the times when the das is weak. So you know, sometimes your computer tells you that there's a weak connection. You know, we're not picking up on any of the signals. So you have to work on when the signal was strong.
Just being able to maintain our current level, it's not even a level above us, and we have to do better and better.
But it's not a general statement. He's saying here the Nisayan is going to be a particular test. The Nisayan is going to be a particular action that we're going to be tested with. It's not a general atmosphere. There's going to come a test, and we're going to say, hey, what happened to all the conviction that I had yesterday? What happened to all the fortitude that I was so certain that I was going to be able to do this, and I had no questions? And all of a sudden now, I'm experiencing a tremendous sense of weakness, that all of that clarity is gone. They say that the Baal Shem HaKadosh was once taken captive with Reb Wolf Kitzis. And some bandits, some pirates took them and literally threatened them with their lives. And evidently, like, tied them up and were going to execute them. And at the time, Reb Wolf said to the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Rebbe, be mechavin something, you know, of your awesome asak. He says, I remember nothing. So he said, the Rebbe has to remember something. He says, nothing. He said, to say the Aleph Beis for me. And Reb Wolf started saying the Aleph Beis, and by that the Baal Shem HaKadosh regenerated his state of, he said Aleph, and the Baal Shem HaKadosh repeated Aleph, and he said Beis, and by that the Baal Shem HaKadosh began to regenerate things. By the time he got to where he needed to get to, these guys had been fried, and he totally consumed them. But there's a point where a person falls, but it's specific, it's not a general thing. It's all of a sudden a sign comes along, and the person doesn't have what to hold on to. We know that when Klal Yisrael were in Egypt, the Das was in Golus. Because what always happens is the shell precedes the fruit. If you go from the outside in. The Das was concealed in the shell, like you have with the shell of a nut. The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, I went down to the garden of the egoism, the garden of the nuts. Shehu Agolas Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us that refers to the Egyptian exile. Why is it compared to a nut? On a nut, there is an outer shell, Hayoyser Kosher, which is hard, and it conceals the food. Beneath it is klipa is dakazelza. Beneath it, on top of the actual nut, there are several other thinner, much finer klipas. In Egypt, they broke through the hardest shell, so that they know that there's food inside. Hagam shenisharu adayin klipas adakos, even though every one of us experiences the thinner shells, ad sheyaveh mishicheinu b'meher b'yameinu, until Mashiach comes, she is gala pnimius legamrei, that there'll be total exposure of the truth of all things. That's what happens when Mashiach comes. So we do have experience. There's no question that we're living in various forms of darkness, but it's not the hard shell that existed in pre-Exodus Mitzrayim. The main concealment has already been revealed. It's Arizal. The Mitzrayim is made up of two words, Meitzar Yam, the narrowness of the sea. Ki Yesh Yam HaChochma, the sea refers to the sea called the Sea of Wisdom. Shu Adash Shabo Misham, that's the Das. And even now, a person who has no das at all, today there are still people living in Egypt. People who have no das are right back there in Egypt, because they have yet to enter the sea of Chachma. So they're living in Mitzrayim. And now with this, he interprets beautifully a section of the Haggadah. Alkein, Alma Baal Haggadah, therefore we find the Baal Haggadah says, Leyes Avisenu Bavad Gola Kodesh Baruch. The exodus from Egypt wasn't only that Hashem redeemed our forefathers. He took us out with them. Because every time a Jew goes out of his own narrowness, of his own limited, no puns intended, peanut vision of the world, that is a exodus from Egypt. Every time each one of us is able to break out of our tiny shell and see the big picture, there's the Yetzias Mitzrayim going on. However, v'harishoyim she'en lem das, the wicked who don't have das, is a dying leyotzim in Mitzrayim. They're still living in Egypt. Alkein omer, therefore the Baal Haggadah says, Rasha ma oimer. The Rasha says, what does he say? Ma avoida zeis lechem, what is this avoida? Me'acha she'en le das, because he doesn't have das, is kosher le'al avoida. So he's struggling, he doesn't understand the purpose of avoida. So what do we say to the Rasha? We say, v'af ha'atem, like we say to him, leave le'loi, this is what Hashem did for me and not for him. We say, le'hoyasham le'ayanigol. Excuse me, had you been there, he never would have been redeemed. Why? Of course he wouldn't have been redeemed. He's still in Egypt. He's still there today. Now maybe physically he's living in Bnei Brak. But emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, he's still living in the narrowness of the hard nut. He has not removed himself from the narrowness, he has not entered the world of das.
So is that why Hashem comes up with the test to sort of weed out?
Well, he's going
to
tell us right now. So now the pasuk says, Hashem saw Klal Yisrael vayedelikim. Hashem knew shebo hadas lahavchin behadas. Sh'av bechinas elikim u'kabalas elikus yisbach. Here is the test. The test is, where are we at in our maturity of our relationship with Hashem? Are we fair weather Jews, or are we Milwaukee Jews? Are we there only when things are pretty outside, or are we there even when the things get rough? V'zeu vayidaber elekim el Moshe. The Midas Hadin, Elakim is the attribute of justice. That's, he speaks to Moshe. Vayomer Elov. And Hashem says to him, Ani Hashem, Moshe, you got to understand what's going on here. I conduct myself with you as it appears as Elakim. But you must know internally, Ani Hashem, that I am the Midah of Rachman. That's what a Nisayan is about. A Nisayan is, a test is, why is Hashem putting me through this? Because he wants me to recognize that behind the veil of these experiences is the compassion of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem at the end of last week's parsha and says, Hashem, what'd you do this for? What are you doing? What are you doing to this nation? Really, Moshe, this is bad? Hashem says, you think this is bad? Holy ikra geulu shiyedu she'elokim v'shem rachmim hu'echod v'yochid echod kiyom el. The entire purpose of geula, Moshe, is that a Jew recognizes that when things look ugly, it too is the midah of rachmim. That's the entire, you're saying, lama hariyoy, so why'd you do evil? Why are you hurting the nation? Moshe, you must understand that the essence of geula, the essence of redemption, is stop looking at the world that way. You must start seeing that when things are rough, it too is the midas harachamim. Umashe nirashura, even though externally it appears that things are not good, hulamisha ein loidas. Strong words here. You know, when things appear that they're horrible, it's only for people who don't have das. Avol be'emes. But in truth, l'fi chachmasa yizbarach, according to Hashem's wisdom, she'ena museges, that cannot be grasped by us feeble human beings, Tzorich beis ha'ilis tzamtzim b'mida hidafka. We must, and we must root into our minds that Hashem, for some reason, we don't know what the reason is, but for some reason, right now, this is what this person must experience. This is Hashem's response. Moshe, you're telling me that I did bad to this nation. The Seder this week opens. No, Moshe, you don't understand. Geula is about knowing that what you think is bad is ultimate compassion from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Mornayim, Ve'enes Hashem says, Vayter, Ve'era el ha'ovois b'keil shakai. Hashem says to Moshe, I appear to the Ovois in these midah of keil shakai, Sha'oma lo'oilom edaydu. The name of Shin Dalid Yud stands for Hashem who said to his world to stop. Shutzim tzim edin. The name of Shin Dalid Yud, we have it on our doors, right? Shermedal Sis Yisrael, on the outside of the mezuzah, says the world stops here. Right? You stop at my doorway. Hashem speaks about the Avos and says, I gave them a hard time, Moshe. I didn't care. The Avos didn't have easy lives. Each one of the Avos went through times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the great expanse of their understanding. I took away their connections. Sometimes they had very vibrant connections, but at times I took away that vibrant connection. And that's the definition of what a test is. Nonetheless, they stood by me in the test. Because they understood this das, for whatever small semblance of das they had after the bond was gone. This is the critical words. What's left with, what do we have left in ourselves when we're not having a super day with God? When we don't feel like it's an on day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's left of our das? Do we have this concept deep in our psyche that even when things are not going well, we must understand that that too is the midas harachmim? That understanding must be there even when things are not going well. I have in my mind that every time I learn this concept, the Belvarov used to tell that when he had his son, Rameir Nosson died, I think he was 36 years old. 36, 38 years old. And his wife was a daughter of Reb Lezel Jikiver. And was the mother of the first Reb Shlomo of Babov, my grandmother's grandfather. And when this son of his passed away, so he wanted her to go back and to remarry. She was a young woman. So she began to say, where will I ever find anyone like Rameir Nosson again? So the Divrei Chaim said to her, Esminish famis in man b'shefer. You can't make my God ugly. He knows what he's doing, and this is his son. I mean, it was so entrenched. This concept is so entrenched in their being. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is there, even in the harshness. And this was part of what the Avos gave us, is the fact that a Jew can accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there with them, even in the darkness. That's what the Hashem says to Avraham, to Moshe. Shem Hashem wasn't on all the time for the Avos. I took away from them. Yeah, they had good days, but plenty of times I took away from them that great expanse of mind, Shu'ayidei Iskashus, that comes when a person has a good bond with Hashem. Ki Hashem nikra das k'noida. That this the Shem Hashem is called Das. I didn't always have such a, you know, a fine, smiley, sunny day with them like I had before the test. And despite the roughness of what was going on, they accepted my mastery no matter what I dished out to them. They didn't neglect me. They stood with me. Says the Marnaim, v'zeu chaval al da'avdin. That's the statement that Rashi quotes. Chaval al da'avdin. So normally we translate, woe for that which is lost. Says the Marnaim, ratzalayim sha'avdu be'es ha'nisayin, p'china sha'ayla mikoydim. Chaval al da'avdin means woe for what was lost. Woe for what was lost means that they were saying woe for the level that they had before the test. Here they had this strong, vibrant, exciting connection with Hashem. Poof, it's gone. They lost it. They lost during the test that level that they had beforehand. But despite that, they did not forget. They didn't forget. They never forgot that acceptance of the Ribbono Shel Olam means to accept Hashem no matter what's coming down the pike. Back to the top of the page. Comes from all of this. A person who serves needs to serve his master, creator. Davka b'ayfen hanal. Specifically as we speak, bein b'tivoy, when things are going good, bein b'akoy, when things are going rough. V'yemroye sh'abayre baruch hu misnayegi ma'izman ma'at. If a person sees that Hashem is conducting himself with him for some time, b'midas ha'chesed, when things are going great, and then all of a sudden the floor falls out. What is going on? What is Hashem doing to me? We have to see to it that we are like a stake that is implanted in firm ground, that we will not move from our emunah. Because perhaps this is the ultimate test.
Yeah. I understand it as a test to us, but when you're talking about our forefathers,